I am royalty. My message for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, which reads, "You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Folks, being God's chosen generation or God's chosen race means that we are loved. It means that we have value. It means that we have divine purpose. When it says that we're royal priesthood, we have to remember that priests come before God to represent the people, and they go back to the people with God's counsel, leading people to God to turn their lives towards the worship and service of God. We are a people through whom the world is to be blessed. We are called to stand in the gap between the people's needs for salvation, solution, restoration. We are to stand as God's mouthpiece and masterpiece, showing people the way, the light, and the truth, giving the world hope and direction. We are to live out the priestly role of Jesus Christ upon the earth. We are mediators of God's blessings. Yes, Deuteronomy says that part of the role of priests was to be mediators of God's blessings. We are to feed the hungry. We are to befriend those who are lonely or cast aside, those who are exploited. We are to offer all an assurance of God's love and presence in their lives, not in words alone, but through the reality of our acceptance and presence in their lives. Yes, the lives of those who've been cast aside, those who've been exploited, those who have no help. We are to be mediators of God's blessings to them. We are a royal priesthood. This means that we are solution providers. We are dispensers of goodwill, providing assurance, guidance, and tangible solutions to the people around us. I want you to think about this and declare this. I am a royal priesthood. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am God's own person. Oh, think about that. Being God's own person, it means that there is benefit to knowing you and being associated with you. You are to proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Imagine being the president's person. Imagine being the person, you know, when they say you are somebody's personal person. Being a royal priesthood means that we're God's personal person. It means that people should want to associate with us because of the benefits that come through knowing us. It means that we are a blessing to people. In addition, we are temples of God's glory. We are carriers of His glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20 says, listen to this. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and through your spirit, which are God's. We are the Lord's, and we are carriers of His Spirit and His power and His glory. The question is, can people tell by interacting with us? Can people tell by looking at us? Can people tell by engaging with us through whatever platforms that they engage with us, be it our profession, our careers, our businesses, our relationships? Can people tell that we're temples of God's glory, that we're carriers of His presence? Hebrews 4:14 says, Christ is the high priest from whom we take our example. And our duties of worshiping God and being witnesses of the Lord to the people in all we say or do. We are royal because He is the Lord of lords and He is the King of kings. And with Him, we will be called and chosen. We are to be called faithful and chosen followers. As a royal priesthood, we have access to God through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Is it clear through our worship that we are followers, that we are a royal priesthood? In Matthew 5, verse 15 to 16, As God's chosen people, we ought to live a life that brings honor and glory to Him. We are a light set on a hill. We ought to model the kingdom of God that acts as a pointer to those in darkness. We are not to be hidden or kept to ourselves. We mustn't keep God to ourselves. Our lives must draw people to God. Our lives must daily proclaim that we are kingdom priests and kings. We must be showing forth God's goodness and glory through our conduct, and if necessary, only if necessary, through words, which means that it is our actions, it is our doing, it is our living that speaks the gospel. And talking about the gospel, we must be reminded that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and then also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so as we demonstrate God through our bold living, through our faith living, others are drawn to His light and they become saved to live also bold lives of faith. The question then is, if you are royalty, you ought to be living by faith. You ought to be living your highest and your best life. You ought to be unleashing the highest version of your vision. Being a chosen race means that we have privileges. But guess what? With privileges come responsibility. We are God's possession. We are set apart for vindication. We are treasured. We have a divine inheritance, as we see in Exodus 19, verse 5 to 6. I want to remind you once again, you are a chosen generation. You have privileges, but also with the privileges come responsibility. You have a distinct responsibility. We all have a responsibility to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. With that responsibility, we are to worship God. We are to be in awe. We ought to be fascinated. We ought to marvel at His goodness on a daily basis. With that responsibility, we are to build each other up. We are to turn others from darkness to light by proclaiming what God has done for us, in us and around us. We are never to be silent. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We must speak of His testimonies. We must not fail to share and proclaim the excellencies of God. We are to live a holy life that acts as a foundation for a powerful testimony of His grace. 1 Peter 3 verse 15 says, always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope that you possess. Do you possess a hope? Can people see that you are a hope dealer? That you are a carrier of hope, a dispenser of hope, a dispenser of good news, a dispenser of positivity. I want you to say this, I testify, I declare, I am a royal priesthood. I am God's personal person. I am connected with Him. I have His DNA. I am part of His bloodline. I am special. I am distinct, distinguished, set apart. I have privileges with responsibilities to showcase His splendor. I arise and shine. I am a city on a hill. I bear fruit worthy of royalty. In applying these words that you've heard, as a royal priesthood at work, you have to be a dispenser of blessing and hope to your people. You have to be an example. You have to lead by example. You have to bless and not curse. You have to do the right thing. You have to be fair and just. You have to be temperate. You have to build people up. You have to demonstrate the love of God through your business policies and principles. You have to show respect, be honest, be truthful, be kind, be generous, demonstrate faithfulness in all that you do. And your hands, the works of your hands, will set you apart. As a royal priesthood, as a set apart person, your results must speak. You must bring your business before the throne of grace daily and receive help to achieve phenomenal results that glorify God. Today, I want you to bring your life. I want you to bring your business. I want you to bring the works of your hands. I want you to bring your family. I want you to bring your relationships. I want you to bring your desires. I want you to bring your deepest calling, that which is deep in your heart, the areas that you know that no man can do for you, that you cannot do for yourself. I want you to surrender it to the authority and the power of the Most High God. For you are a royal priesthood. You are royalty. Therefore, bear fruit that is worthy of royalty. This is Udo Okonjo, Faith to Go Mega. And may the Lord bless you and give you testimonies that testify and signify of your bloodline and your connection to Him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.